भूतेषु विरुद्ध्या उद्धतमये श्रीपातेषु सबोधनिष्ठा सो मनुष्यः प्रणता ततोऽपि सर्वसिद्धा विबुधानुगाये सुरेभ्यो मगहत्प्रधानादयो ब्रह्म सुता श्रुतीशापरा सुतवीर्या मत्परोऽहं द्विज देव
देवा. Of the two energies manifest, spirit and dull matter, beings possessing living force, that is, vegetables, grass, trees, and plants, are superior to dull matter, or stone, earth, etc. Superior to non-moving plants and vegetables are worms and snakes, which can move. Superior to worms and snakes are animals that have developed intelligence. Superior to animals are human beings. And superior to human beings are ghosts, because they have no material bodies. Superior to ghosts are the Gandharvas, and superior to them are the Siddhas. Superior to the Siddhas are the Kinnaras, and superior to them are the Asuras. Superior to the Asuras are the demigods, and of the demigods, Indra, the King of Heaven, is supreme. Superior to Indra are the direct sons of Lord Brahma, sons like King Daksha, and supreme among Brahma's sons is Lord Shiva. Since Lord Shiva is the son of Lord Brahma, Brahma is considered superior, but Brahma is also subordinate to me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because I am inclined to the Brahmanas are best of all.
To build the Udut Samadhi, Sadishipasthetu Sabodhanishya, Tato Manushya, Pramathatako Hi, Gandharvasidhya, Dhirudhanugade, Devasurubhya, मगवत प्रधाना दत्था गयो ब्रह्म सुता सुचेधाम भव परस्त विरिंच बीज समत परो अहम दिज देव देव. तो महाराज विशद गए एनालाइजिंग different grades of living entities. Bhuteshu, anything which is generated, janmadasthagat, everything is generated from Krishna, Parabrahma, Aham Sarvastra Prabhu. From Krishna, everything is generated. But according to consciousness, they are divided into two energies. The superior energy and the inferior energy. The more the consciousness is developed, one comes to the platform of superior. So, the dull stone dull matter, they have no consciousness. But there is life. We learn from Brahma Sanghita that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is within the atom. Atom is not that atom was not known, atomic energy was not known to the Vedic scholars. Annantarastham paramanushayantarastham govindavadhudhudham anoraniyam mahatomaniyam. The Supreme Lord can enter even within the atom. They are studying, modern scientists, atomic energy, but still that part place is smaller than proton, electron, and so on. Still. So there is life even within the atom. But scientists, because they are materialistic persons, they cannot understand where from the energy, the life energy is emanated. Otherwise, life energy is there, even within the atom. So, the life energy begins Virudha. The plants, the grass, there is life center. Gradually, there are different grades, jalajanam lakhani, savarara, pavinshati, krimayodudra sankhata, pakshanam rasalakhatam. In this way, this is evolutionary growth one after another. The evolution takes place. Evolution means gradual evolution or manifestation of consciousness. That is evolution. So, the atheist class of men, because they cannot understand that there is soul, they cannot understand that evolution means evolution of consciousness. They do not understand. They are thinking that originally the matter, there was no life, all of a sudden the life came. No. Life is completely different from the matter. It's not completely different. It is the same energy from the Supreme Lord. The one is developed, the other is not developed. In this way, as Brahma has defined, makaro aham dvijadeva deva. So, in this way, within this material world, there are varieties of developed consciousness, and in the spiritual world, when we surpass, transcend the material world, parastasmat bhava anyam, when we are promoted to the other energy, other world, then our consciousness, transmitted to the spiritual world, the first is Brahma Jyoti, their consciousness is also not developed. Even one has gone to the spiritual world where everything is spiritual. Arijyakichena paramapadamataka patanti artha anadhidhismadangaya. And that means consciousness is fully developed when he is a devotee. When one adores the lotus feet of the Lord. Jismadangaya. So, those who are promoted into the Brahma Jyoti, they are also not fully conscious. Fully conscious means a devotee. Vasudeva Sarvamaniti Samahatma. That is full conscious. Without this consciousness, Krishna consciousness, there is no question of full credit. It's like a small bud of a plant. First of all, the seed grows, then the buds come out, then gradually the buds develop, becomes flower, then full-fledged power, then fragrance, beauty, everything is developed, that is real development. Similarly, this is the process of development. When one comes to Krishna consciousness, then it is full-fledged flower, its fragrance, beauty, and everything. That is the perfection. So, there are so many descriptions of different types of living entities within this material world. But these so-called scientists, on account of their being Mula or Akshas, they are telling that except in this planet, everywhere there is dust and rock. This is your foolishness. No. Here it is stated that Siddhya Tato Manishya Pramatha Tato Pi Gandharva Siddhya. You see, development. Siddha means those who have got yogic mystic power. Siddhi, Asya-siddhi, Anima-Lajima, Mahima, Prapti, Chita, Vasita. These are called Siddhi. And nowadays so called yogi is there. So some giveless. That is not Siddhi. Siddhi is different. If one can become smaller than the smallest, that is called anima. One can become bigger than the biggest. Just like Hanuman, he jumped over the sea. He jumped over the sea. This is Mahima Siddhi. One can become as big as it were. It's like there is water. A grown-up man can cross water by jumping, but a small child cannot. So, proportionately, if you increase your body by the Mahima Siddhi, you can jump over. You see, that is possible. So these are called siddhas. We have got this picture in this one Bhagavatam about the Siddha Loka. There the people can go from one planet to another in this body. That is called Siddhi. Here you are trying to go to other planet with the machine and still was very old. But in the Siddha Loka, they can go very easily from one planet to another with this body. They are Siddha. Oh. So these descriptions are there. There are Gandharva Lokas, Kindana Lokas, and the topmost is a Brahma Loka, where Lord Brahma lives, and other persons, many, everywhere, not that simply the chief man lives, his assistant, his paraphernalia, everything is there. Just like we understand from Bhagavad Gita, Imam Vivasthati Yuvam Prakumar Hamam Vayam. Vivasthati, Vivastha is the sun god. The sun god, Krishna, in his sacred name, this Bhagavad Gita, he says personally, Imam Vivasthati Yuvam Prakumar. So, do not think that simply there is sun. No. There are, it is a very, very big planet, 1400,000 times bigger than this planet. Don't think that there is vacant. No. You get information from Bhagavad Gita that every planet is full of living things. It is not vacant. But they have got different kinds of bodies. It is not vacant. Different kinds of bodies. So Brahma Samhitāya understands the saprabhā prabhavato jagadanda koti koti su aseso vibhuti dhinnam aseso vasubhā vibhuti dhinnam. There are in each universe, within the Brahma Jyoti, there are innumerable Brahmandas, universes. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was requested by one of his devotees, by Lord, he has come here to deliver the fallen souls. So kindly take them with you. And if you think that they are sinful, they cannot go with me back to home, back to Godhead. So you kindly canister all their sinful lives to me. I shall suffer here. Let them go. This is what you for a dukkha dukkhi, Vaishnava can accept all kinds of suffering provided others are benefited. This is it. For a dukkha dukkhi, this is the sample of Vaishnava. He is requesting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, my Lord, you have come to deliver the fallen soul. In the material world, everyone is fallen. So, you take them. And if you think they are so sinful they cannot go, then satisfy their sins to me. I shall continue to suffer many lives, but you take them. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased by his statement, but he replied also, he said, suppose the whole universe I take with me, then what is the loss in this material world? There are millions of universes. He compared that in a bag of mustard, if I take out one mustard, then what is the loss? So similarly, Krishna's creation, God's creation is unlimited. That we do not understand. We are the frog in the well. We are thinking, Kupamandukarne. Everyone is thinking, the Kumondo is thinking that this is the whole water. It is in this well, this 3 feet span of water. That is China. And if you say to the Kumondo, I have seen another vast water Atlantic Ocean, he cannot imagine. So these rascals, those who are unaware of the potential of God, they think that God may be like me. I am so little powerful, he may be little more powerful. Therefore they cannot understand what is God, because they are thinking in their own terms. And somebody is thinking that I am God. So this misconception should be given. He is anoramiya, mahatomiya. Manishtanda, disadvantage, pramatha. Pramatha, they are also living in cities. We have heard some of them about the ghost. They have no material body. The advantage of material body is their power with mind, intelligence and ego. But their gross body, earth, water, air, fire, that is not there. So one king, he also rejected the material body and remained Vijayha. The Vijayha thing. So one can remain like that. Without this gross body and subtle body, material, just like in the Vaikuntha Loka, that is, but in the material world, when one is not powered by the gross body, but subtle body, they are called ghosts or pramatas. Those who are good, not harmful, they are called pramatas. And those who are harmful, as in this material world, there are good men and bad men. Similarly, amongst these persons who have known this gross body, they are sometimes called ghosts and sometimes they are called pramatha. Then these are varieties of beginning from the insects and the aquatic animals, up to the point of Lord Brahma. But they are all within this nature. It does not mean because the Gandharvas, Siddhas, they have got higher standard of life and power hundreds and thousands times more than our power. Do not think that they are liberated persons. They are not liberated persons. They are all conditions. Ābrahma bhavanā lōkā purārāvattu-narjana. All these conditions show, according to Padma, they are getting different types of body. One has got the body of an ant, and one has got the body of Brahmā, that Brahmā. But that is not our aim. Our aim is how to acquire this nature. But that purpose, Krishna consciousness. Not that I have got now the body of an ant, let me get the body of Brahmā or Indra or the Siddha Loka. This is not me. Therefore, those who are devotees, they do not care either for Brahmā or for the ant. They do not. Kaivalyana narakāyati tirasapura akāsa puspāyati vidhimayandrādeshya kīśāyati. If for a devotee, Didi is like Brahma. And Mahendra means the Bhagavat, here it is said, means Indra. So for a devotee, they treat equally either Brahma or Indra, Kitavat. Just like an ant. Because they know that he may be Brahma, he may be Indra, but he has got this material body as a small insect. It has got material body. Koyvalla manarakayate, tilusapura, akasapuspayate, dugdanta indriya kala sattvapatani, kutkasa samskarate. Billy Mahendra, this is a kichayate. Puram sukhayate. Vishnu puram sukhayate. Jat karana patatha bhaiya vatam govyame vastama. This is a verse by Gauranga Saraswati. He gives his opinion that if one is favored by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am offering my respectful obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, because little glance of his mercy creates this situation. What is that? The people are very anxious to merge into Kaivalya, Brahma Jyoti. Only in the spirit. For that Kaivalya is not of hell. Kaivalya Navatara. And Siddhasapura Akashapuspaya. Siddhasapura means the heavenly planets, where the demigods, as it is described in Amdharma, Skindara, Sishas, they live. But they are like flowers in the sky, eagle to eagle. No actual attendance. Kaivalyam navatayati siddhasapura akasa puspaya. And dugdanta indriya kala sattva patani prutkhasa dhanaskaya. And indriya sangya, the yogis, they are trying to control the senses. Yoga indriya sangya, that is the real purpose. Our indriyas are so disturbing. That's right, Kalasat. You are sitting here. If one snake comes immediately, you lower this snake. So, to eat, disturbing why? Because every one of us will know here is a Kalasat. Kalasat, maybe anyone is bites immediately dead. Immediately dead. But the Kalasat is grateful, Jesus, full of the canker. The Prathagan of Christ is the man, the poison plants had taken away. How we should know here is a snake, but this snake's plants had been taken away, we learned their brain. Vishayinka. Vishayinka. So, for a devotee, this kala sattva patali automatically subdues. Because they do not use the senses for sense gratification. Their energy is in the service of Krishna. If our senses are engaged in the service of Krishna, then the poisonous fangs are taken away. It is no more dread. There is no need of practicing Indriya Sangyama. Indriya Sangyama always, one who is Krishna conscious, he is not disturbed. That's why he did not go to control the senses, but because he was chanting, he practiced chanting. A beautiful prostitute at the end of crying, offered her body to be enjoyed. He said, yes, I shall satisfy. please sit down. Let me finish my chant. This is kala sattva padavi, uttara namaskar. There's nothing in anything. This is the benefit of becoming a favorite servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you.